I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Barry Conlon has served as a leading supply chain professional in the trucking industry for over 3 decades, has a strong military background, and now is the founder of Overhaul. He joins us right now. Barry, how are you?
Hello, sir. Very pleased to be here.
Let's talk about Overhaul. What is Overhaul? What do you guys do?
Overhaul is an online marketplace that's designed and built for the owner-operator. It's unique in this space in that we're providing a service to the owner-operator that's connecting him directly to the premium shippers that are out there. So that's the guy who's actually already paying a premium rate, but typically 80% of these guys are only dealing with the large 1,000-plus power unit carriers that are out there. So these guys dominate 80% of the market.
Right.
We're bringing a direct connect from that premium shipper to the owner-operator class that's out there today.
Okay, so because it used to be, Barry, I mean, old-school thinking, conventional thinking was, because it's true, it's not just the thinking, but this was the business model that, okay, you've got this rate out here, but you can only get it, and you're only going to get this kind of rate for it. So the owner-operator was concerned that they're not getting as much, you know, as they could for that freight, or that maybe they've hit a ceiling, I guess, on rates.
Right.
And you're telling me it's like 80% of the freight out there, the premium rates right now.
Yes. Well, it's above market or premium. Now, premium could mean as much as $3.50 to $4.50 if you're dealing with a FedEx Custom Critical, but it could mean, you know, significant percentages above market rate.
Right.
Is the premium rates I'm talking about. So
right.
The guys that are manufacturing high value are typically electronics, it's pharmaceutical, it's tobacco, it's alcohol. It's, you know, a high attractive value for the gray or black market kind of cargo. So
right.
Because of the risk profile of that cargo from an insurance standpoint, it typically means that the shipper is going to look for a dedicated fleet from one of the large players that's out there that's got credibility in the industry. What he doesn't know is that 40% of these fleets are owner-operators. So the little guy who's out there anyway operating this space is pulling the freight, but he's not getting any of the benefits for that premium rate. In fact, he's getting less and less as this industry develops.
So compare Overhaul to similar platforms for us.
Right. There's a lot of activity in this space. There's been about 16 startups in the last 24 months that are, let me put in inverted commas, the Uber for trucking, as they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, these are all destined for failure because basically they're Harvard grads who are building apps that's going to change and revolutionize the trucking industry.
Right.
Me and my co-founder are from the industry. We understand trucking. We've been in it a long time. This is a vertical market that has a lot of complication. That's not as simple as a ride-sharing service like Uber. So you can't use that analogy. It's not fair. So a lot of these guys are starting up to think this is an easy path to success. Look, we're building a technology that helps the owner-operator do his job more effectively, more streamlined, but more importantly, we're giving visibility to the shipper on just how professional these guys are and why they are worth a direct connect rather than through a large carrier.
Right. I'm with you on that comparison because I've seen it in the media, the Uber for trucking comparison.
It's ridiculous.
And it is because we're talking about a very, first of all, very different purpose that the trucking industry serves. I mean, it's this massive necessity for goods.
Critical.
Yes. And, I mean, when we talk about milk and bread, that's one thing, but even go beyond that with medications that go to pharmacies and everything else that the trucking industry moves. So it's a much different setting. I know what they were trying to say, but I think you make the solid point in that as we see all of these startups, we have to consider what the experience is. You come to the table with over 3 decades of experience, just yourself, and your partners have experience as well.
Correct.
And so when we look at the trucking industry right now and you look at what Overhaul is providing, walk us through, you know, I guess some of the features that you guys have, what you guys are, you know, specifically doing better than the other platforms and what those results are. What it means for that owner-operator?
Well, for it, quite simply, you know, it's about bringing respect back to the owner-operator community. And by what I mean by respect is what the owner-operator really means. It's not just esteem, but it's what he takes home. What is his bottom line?
Right. What is his worth? What is
exactly
his value?
Right. And that is, in its simplest terms, what he has always got to focus on because it's getting harder to make a living out there. So in net-net terms for a driver who's operating on Overhaul, you're talking about a 30% increase to his bottom line.
Wow.
Now, that's significant, but that's completely doable over the fact that we're providing that guy with a direct access to somebody who's already doing his bit. So the shipper's already paying above market rate in some cases, and we're just making sure the majority of that goes directly to the owner-operator. Yeah. If there's any additional cost for using an overhaul-type service, which is online, which is an app-based platform, it's borne by the shipper. Okay. But the shipper is also enjoying this because, look, the reason why a lot of these new startups are going to fail is you can't just say, I've developed a technology that's going to change the world. You have to have something that's got a service-level component increase to it, or somebody's not going to use it.
Right.
Why change the way I'm doing it now? There's got to be a compelling reason. Mm. Cost is not enough.
Right.
Right. It's got to be an increase in the service. So from the shipper standpoint, they're doing their bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, they don't realize what's going on when the rubber hits the road, pardon the analogy, when the rubber hits the road, the driver, they don't know he's been treated with such a level of disrespect. In some cases, they contribute to apathy, right? Mm-hmm. They don't know what's going on there. Mm-hmm. That's not an excuse. I spent the last 2 years going out to the community that I know, which is the shipper, and the owner of these big transportation budgets, and I've been explaining to them just what's going on in the driver crisis, and they're concerned.
Yeah.
And they're concerned because they realize, like I realize, if that guy, the most important guy in the whole ecosystem stops, everything stops.
Sure.
So doing something that's good for the driver is generating a lot of interest at the shipper level.
Mm-hmm.
A technology that increases their level of service and puts them directly in connect with the professional doing the job is a win-win for the shipper community.
Right.
So they're getting into this now. They're not just looking at the technology. For them, this is a service play.
Right.
That's got a real return on investment.
And it gives them, doesn't it give them also the follow through on the movement of that shipment for the shipper?
I'll give you an example. One of our loads was cut recently, the cutoff time. The shipper called us up, the traffic manager called us up. He says, hey, listen, I know it's too late, but there's been a change. And we said to him, hey, this is not the old way of doing things. There's no such thing as too late. What do you need? Well, the delivery destination has changed. I explained to him, look, you're inside the cab with the professional who's pulling your freight.
Mm-hmm.
We'll change the destination. He's getting a push with that new information. Mm-hmm. He makes it happen. There's no more, it's too late. You don't have to go through this big, long communication rigmarole, through dispatch, getting direct to the driver to make it. And where that really works for the driver is things around detention charges and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
where it's situational awareness of when the guy's arriving, before he arrives, so you're ready to receive him. We're eliminating all the waste, the pain points that the driver has, just through good communication, through technology.
Right. Driver is basically going to download the app.
Correct.
Right. We should point
Apple
out
or Google.
Apple or Google, Android platform.
Key
Apple.
And overhaul and download the app.
And download the app. You folks also have, if there's a question, you want to walk through the app, you've set it up to where you actually have folks that will help them,
correct?
Actually people that will help you.
A concierge service.
Yeah, so this concierge service will walk you through the process so that you are fluent with that app.
Yeah, the app is free to download. There's a lot of interesting features to it, like an SOS feature. If the driver is in some way in difficulty, and he hits the SOS button, every driver within 50 miles gets his location information, can call 911 on his behalf. It's stuff that's going to be useful for drivers, okay?
Wow, great.
Lots of POI stuff.
Yeah.
So that's just useful for the driver. It's free to use. But it's also a chance for him to sign up and say, look, I want to pull freight on overhaul.
Right.
If he wants to pull freight on overhaul, that's when he starts really seeing the benefits of this, and his bottom line is where he's going to actually notice it first.
Yeah.
No more factoring.
Right.
There's no factoring on overhaul. We provide the driver with the fastest payment method, and we don't charge him for the privilege. That's
wow.
critical.
Wow.
If he does, we've estimated 3 turns on overhaul. He'll never have to factor another invoice again. Now, we're not exclusive. He can use whoever he wants out there.
Okay.
We're an option for that driver. But he'll know soon enough that, look, my world is changing on overhaul. I'm getting the class of customer I want, who's the shipper.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting to see how good I am, so the esteem level is rising. And we have a meritocracy in there that allows a driver to climb from a silver or bronze level to silver to gold through his activity on the platform.
Okay.
And the gold guys get matched with the highest value freight, and that highest value freight pays 25 cents a month above what he's used to getting today. So it's a meaningful increase to the driver.
Right.
And no factoring.
A real payoff. Would you say, because there has been this degree of separation from that you just pointed out earlier with the between the shipper and the driver, there's also, it goes both ways. There's been a degree of separation that the drivers feel from themselves and their position and what they do,
yes.
and the shipper and receiver. Isn't that the disconnect that a lot of drivers are feeling? Because you talk about detention time and having to wait to load and unload. And, you know, that's been a complaint. I've been doing this this job for 20 years, and that's been a complaint since I've been here and probably much, much longer.
Correct.
And so this is working toward, as you mentioned, with knowing and being able to show where that shipment is going to go or where that driver is going to be.
Yeah.
You're able to accommodate that driver, and that driver is going to have a better connection with that shipper receiver.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's that kind of situational awareness factor.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on now?
Yeah.
What's going to happen in the next half an hour? What's going to happen in the next hour?
Right.
Helps solve some of these issues, which is lack of communication. Let's be honest about it.
Mm.
The last guy to hear anything is always the driver.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they forget about him.
Right.
And it's the last guy to get paid is the driver.
Mm-hmm.
The last guy to get any kind of modicum of respect is the driver.
Yeah.
So turning that on his head is actually showing just how good this professional is out there. And you know as well as I do, your listeners are the guys who are making it happen out there.
Yes.
And without them, everything stops.
Right.
So why are they the last person to get treated with this level of respect?
Imagine treating your plumber like that. You think your toilet would get fixed?
Well, he's not coming to you the next
time. It's not going
to
happen. Imagine the plumber came to your door and he goes, you're going to have to wait 4 hours before you can come in the house.
Correct.
You're going to have to wait out here until I'm ready for you. You know, those kind of things are very real in the trucking industry.
And we are truly disrupting how it's done today, and by actually focusing on the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and that works for my customers on the shipper side because they're also in the business of planning where they need certainty. All right?
Right.
So if they know they've a more stable mechanism for guaranteeing their freight gets to the end customer, that's a good thing all around. So that's what they're really responding to this because I'm talking to customers who don't use traditional brokerage, by the way. So these are guys who won't use a C.H. Robinson.
Mm.
So I'm talking about them leaping over brick-and-mortar brokerage and going into online world. It's a big ask. But when they see that this is geared towards stability around the driving platform,
mm-hmm.
that is when they get on board and they start really feeling the message. And I've already started to target and bring in the likes of electronics, pharma, tobacco, alcohol, that
right.
kind of key vertical
right.
where
right.
premium is being paid
yeah.
for certainty.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, and this is what they didn't know, when I explained to my shipper that, look, you're already using that guy. 40% of the big fleets are owner-operator. They're already pulling your freight.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just not getting their fair
right.
share of that bargain.
Right.
Then they really get on board. They're enjoying this and they're saying, hey, I'm actually fixing. Like, shippers have a soul.
Mm-hmm. Right? Right.
They have a soul.
Yeah.
They're doing their bit. I'm building a platform that's going to allow that portion that's fair and justified goes to the guy who's the most important guy in the ecosystem, that's the driver.
Right, and which allows that they have that great direct relationship with that driver and their shipment,
right?
Which they should have more control or direct oversight yeah. of that shipment and where it's going.
And the number one response from the owner-operator community that I've pulled together to help me build this system, because I use their expertise as the SME, the subject
right.
matter expert in this spot,
right.
is, hey, you know, Barry, we have nothing to hide.
Right.
We're out there making it happen.
Sure.
We just want to get a fair shake.
Right. And that's what it comes down to. Any future announcements, Barry, that we can expect from Overhaul?
Yes, absolutely. Our marketplace will open on September 15th.
Okay.
So the driver, what we're asking them to do now is go download our app from Apple Play or from the iPhone store. Go onto our website, over-haul.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of informational videos explaining more detail about just how it works. It's
right.
very simple.
Yeah.
Download our app, create an account. Once you create an account, we'll be in touch with you. We'll post you, and we'll start giving you freight. I want to be totally clear. I don't want any kind of stumbling blocks for a driver when he comes
okay.
on.
Okay.
There is a membership fee. It's
okay.
very minor. It's $15 a month.
Wow.
We wanted to provide it's like a club,
yeah.
essentially. So we're not making money on it, but
yeah.
it allows us to, you know, have, you know, a member join
mm-hmm.
our fraternity. And in that environment, we're waiving that for the first 3 months for the early adopters. So
okay.
if anybody jumps on, gets an account, we also have an onboarding fee, which is to cover the background screening, because my shippers need to know who they're dealing with.
Sure,
okay?
sure.
Just like you would with Schneider, if you became a driver, they put
right.
you through a background check.
Right.
We're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And then, basically, we're putting that professional on the board. He starts climbing from bronze to silver to gold.
Yeah.
And we're there to make his life easier and better. And it's a very cool way of doing business in this environment.
Go to the Apple App Store and go to Google Play. Download the app right now. Overhaul. Just type in Overhaul and you'll get it. Barry Conlon.
Correct.
Great talking to you. Great product.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.